Apparently hungry for attention after weeks of international focus on a nuclear deal with Iran, North Korea tried putting the spotlight back on its own nuclear ambitions, inviting journalists to a rare press conference with Pyongyang's ambassador to China, Ji Taeryong. For 22 minutes, the diplomat ran through the usual litany of anti-American rhetoric, insisting North Korea is a nuclear power under constant threat of attack from the U.S., with no plans to disarm. The DPRK is not interested at all in a dialogue to discuss the issue of making us freeze or dismantle our nukes unilaterally first, the ambassador said. And he blamed the U.S. for what he called an increasingly violent situation on the Korean Peninsula, expressing outrage over next month's annual joint military drills between South Korea and the U.S. On Monday, North Korea celebrated what it calls Victory Day, the 62nd anniversary of the truce ending the Korean War. Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un seen on state media thanking veterans for defeating the U.S. aggressors. Above him, a huge portrait of his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, the founder of the North Korean state, bearing a remarkable and many say deliberately cultivated resemblance to the young third-generation leader. Back in North Korea's embassy, the press conference is over, and it's time to go. We're certainly being watched very closely as we film inside the embassy, and that's very similar to what it's like when you're actually reporting in North Korea as well. Clearly, the idea of any media being here, especially Western media, makes government leaders a bit uncomfortable. And so they're watching our every move, and they carefully guard the kind of access that we get. But just being able to go through these gates, being able to see the inside of the embassy, is still quite rare. The kind of access North Korea only grants when it wants the world to pay attention, promising to strike back with force against its number one enemy, the United States.